Most people probably don't think about this on a conscious level, but there's actually a set order to how we finish our conversations. All of these steps are optional, and yet if they do occur, they're going to occur in this sequence. So let's get into them. First is the summary statement, which creates a symbolic record of the conversation. Something like, well, I think we covered everything. This is typically only used in pre-planned conversations where there's a need to sum something up, but you wouldn't use it in a spontaneous conversation. The next phase is the justification, which is a reason for the conversation to end. Something like, oh, I should get going, or I have a doctor's appointment. And while these do occur in structured conversations, they happen even more frequently when there isn't structure and somebody actually has a reason to be somewhere else. Third, people usually want to end on a good note, so there's often a statement of positivity, like, well, this was great. Then there's a statement of continuity, which affirms that your relationship will exist beyond just this encounter. These can be specific, like, see you next Tuesday, or vague, like, catch you on the flip side, but the specific ones tend to be used more by friends who know each other well. Finally, there's the well-wishing statement, like, take care, or have a good doctor's appointment, and these are used to signal one final concern about the other person's future. But they kind of have to occur in this order, because it'd be weird if any of them were switched. You can't go from, I'll see you next Tuesday, to, well, we covered everything, because you go from a statement about the future to a statement about the past, which feels out of sequence. In the same way, we subconsciously tend to order all of these statements in this exact chronology, which is so cool.